All right, so Jamie, I got a story for you.
Okay.
So last Friday, I was coming home. My girlfriend was at home. She was cooking dinner, and I wasn't happy. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I came into the door, and she said to me, "Hey, Phoenix, you know, how was work?" And you know, I realized
what?
Such a boring question. Such a boring question. Damn. And I just thought to myself, I wish there was more interesting questions. So that's why today
you're Mrs. Boring.
Today, Kieran has brought a solution to us.
Uh-oh.
Deeper questions. So, how are you today?
I'm good. Is that all you got? I'm going to have to call you like you call your Mrs. Boring, bro. How are you today? Come on now.
You could have a better question than that.
I actually didn't clock that. I didn't realize that. But no, we're back again, obviously, as we are every single week for the past 2 years. Today we've got Kieran, and you've got some cards that you've created. Could you tell us about it?
Yes. So this is Deeper Questions, which I call a storytelling card game that helps people connect deeper with those they love. Basically, it's 45 questions that are all designed for you to inspire another person to share their life stories with you. So whether it's your partner or your parents or your friends, it's kind of a way for you to learn new stories about them, stories that you wouldn't otherwise hear. And yeah, so that's what Deeper Questions is.
We went to the launch party. It was awesome. And your goal was to get like the Kickstarter $10,000, right?
Yep.
Dollars. And you got that in like just over a day. Just what, 26 hours?
Yep, something like that.
But can we try it?
Yes.
Straight to it. I just want to
ask one question before we get into it. Sweet. What was one of your main inspirations making this? Like, what kind of, what was the spark that you're like, okay, I need to make this?
There were two sparks. And they happened at completely different times. But ultimately, it came down to when I was making a film. I'm a documentary filmmaker. And when I was making a film and I would do an interview with someone, I would go home and I'd always have the same feeling. This feeling of like ecstaticness, you know, this feeling of like, oh my God, this is what I'm supposed to do. And that feeling, I think, comes from having learned someone's story and learned their like pains and joys and their triumphs and successes, and just feeling this feeling of like, oh, like I'm not alone in my own life experience, you know? And that particular feeling of feeling connected to someone when you learn their life story or feeling more understood as a person was like, that initial feeling was what I wanted more people in the world to feel. Like, how can people feel more connected, not alone, more understood? And I always felt that when I made films. So why not give people the opportunity to be the director in their own life and interview people in their life and learn stories that they wouldn't otherwise?
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, that was probably one of the main sparks. Yeah, being a filmmaker.
Dope.
How long has this been in the works?
It's just about 2 years now. Yeah, 2 years since I was like, you know what? I'm going to start a thing. Make something.
Well, like, how did you think of all these questions? Were you just like, one night you started jotting down some questions, or was it you put it in AI, or what, like, how did you get all the questions?
Yeah, nice. They are a collection of like my favorite questions that I would ask people that I would do interviews with when I'm making films. But that's how it started. And then it went through like some pretty rigorous testing. Like, we ran 5 events and over 200 people tested all the questions. 80 people like in person and 120 people online. And basically I started with the 50 of my favorite questions and then got people to play it with strangers, play it with their partner, play it with their friends, and then see what they thought. And it's crazy how every single word on there is just like been now thought out, because like the way you ask a question can like just be the total difference between an awesome answer or an answer like a question that makes someone feel like uncomfortable or weird or awkward, you know? if I asked you the question, like, tell me about the last time you felt courageous, you're having to think about a very particular time, the last time. But if I asked you a question like, tell me about a time you had to be courageous, now your whole life opens up in terms of what you're thinking about. It's like any time in your life that you could be courageous. And even just that little subtle word change is actually quite a different feeling in terms of the pressure you feel when 100%. You come up with an answer.
I guess also as well with the first question, you're kind of looking for one specific thing. Mm. The second one, you can also answer to a very wide spectrum. You can give multiple different answers. With the first one, you're kind of like, okay, here's the answer. That's it.
Totally. Yeah. And that's really great because if you're like playing this game with a stranger, like you're at a barbecue and this is like on a table and you have to answer the last time, and the last time was actually really intense and maybe not something to bring up at a party, that's like a bit awkward, right? Mm-hmm. But if it asks you a time in your life and it gives you the choice of vulnerability to share with, I can then to that stranger tell them about, like, you know, I had to be courageous in jumping over a big puddle when I was a kid. Or if I'm with my partner, I can tell her about when me and my family had to go through this cancer battle together, you know, and, you know, you can choose with what level of vulnerability to share with. And that was, yeah, really important to have in the cards.
That's cool. Should we get right into it?
Yeah. In terms of like, how does it work? Do we each just take a card, answer it, or?
Yeah, it's kind of up to you. There's like three different game modes. There's like the classic game mode, which is you pick up a card, we all answer the same question. Or we pick up a card and, like, we all each ask each other different questions. But I prefer the one where we all answer the same question.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon we do.
Should we put them on the table?
Yeah.
Let's see this. Shit.
It's the real thing.
All right.
Upside down, yeah.
Do I just grab one randomly?
Yeah, grab it. I mean, you can like put it to your forehead and channel like, no, I'm joking. Yeah, you can do what you want.
It's this one right here. Okay. What hope, dream, or desire awaits you in your near future?
Do you want to go first?
Damn, I have to think about this.
Do you want someone else to go first?
I mean, that's a part of it. A part of the design of the questions is that it takes you a minute to think about how to answer it honestly, because in your life you'll ask questions to people all the time, right? And answering automatically, we know, can be like not necessarily honest, but just like, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, you know, when, how many times have you even said today when people say how are you, you've said good, you know?
I was just about to say that,
like, is that honest? Like, yeah, maybe.
Sometimes it's real funny when people ask me that, I like kind of trick them and say like, oh, bad. And it kind of trips, and I'm like, oh, why? And it's like, oh, no reason. Just one of those days. And yeah, it is one of those default answers. It is kind of good, though, that you have to think about it more, because then you're not just throwing it out there. It might not always be true. I don't know. What hope, dream, or desire awaits you in your near future? Not living in... maybe living in New Zealand.
Aren't you moving to Australia?
I want to, but the mines are dying.
The what?
FIFO mines. Like, you know how, like...
Oh, is that what you want to do over there?
Yeah, just go make a shit ton of money there. But apparently, like, mines are not doing too well. Either way. Probably, like, go overseas, travel a shit ton, make a lot of money with work, and... yeah, just be cool. Still be doing the podcast. I don't know. Yeah, kind of just go with the flow. I'm not really too picky. Inspire people.
I think for me, in the near future, being able to, all the content that I do in terms of podcasts, movies, skits, and interviews, to be able to do that as a more of a full-time job and, you know what I mean? Just do it every day, all day. Mm. I love my main job, but to do that every day, I think it'll be a dream come true.
Mm. Turn it into a career opposed to a hobby.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, what's your main job?
I'm a preschool teacher.
You're a preschool teacher? So random. Get out of here.
So random, I know. I love my job, though, but it would be cool to do content as a main thing.
Yeah. Do they know that you do this podcast?
Well, actually, I've appeared on their feed.
Oh, get out.
Some of the parents at work have come up to me and be like, hey, I saw you on TikTok doing this. And I know for a fact I do nothing bad, so I'm not stressed.
Yeah.
It's more the fact that, like, oh, yeah, you saw your line. Yeah. My manager came up to me and said, I didn't know you had a podcast. I saw you online on TikTok. You just popped up. I was like, oh, damn.
That's
they support it, though, which That's is nice. Nice.
That's cool. It is weird, though. Eh?
It is a bit weird.
Parasocial life. What hope, dream, or desire awaits you in your near future? You know what's interesting is that I had like a coaching session with a friend of mine who's been helping me out on the business side of this whole thing. And she got me to do a visualization, like close my eyes and imagine where Deeper Questions is at and where I'm at in a year's time and where I want it to be, basically. And, you know, I might have thought that it was, you know, we've clocked New Zealand, it's in all the stores, it's in all our stores in Australia, and then we're heading to the US, you know. But what came to mind was I'm at home, I'm living with my partner, I'm doing a bit of gardening, I'm enjoying my coffee in the morning, I get to go and maybe facilitate a session and support people to connect deeper and play the game. I may be reading a couple of stories of people who've played the game and how it's impacted them. And there was something about that moment, realizing that maybe the dream is less of this wildly large, unattainable thing, but it's something that's actually not too far out of my reach. Mm. And whilst that's maybe counterintuitive to like where the world online is saying you should do and strive for, there was something really liberating about that. And yeah, so if I were to think about a dream that, or hope that I have in my near future, it's like being able to wake up, drink my coffee, do my gardening, yeah, hang out with my partner, do something cool with Deeper Questions, and just, yeah.
Have a chill one.
Already living the dream.
Yeah, man. To be honest, that's how I feel. Like, I'm super lucky and like blessed to come to work every day and see my mates and do stuff that feels like meaningful and purposeful. Live in this beautiful country. There's so many lovely things to be grateful for. Mm. And I genuinely, yeah, feel and have felt that I've been like living my dream for sure.
A little bit off topic, but I saw you had your 1 year anniversary. So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So,
that's awesome.
Mm. Do you want to pick a cup?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, this is great. You get to just play the game. How sweet.
Can you describe a moment when you felt like you were exactly where you were meant to be? Oh, that's a cool one. So describe a moment where you felt like you were exactly where you were meant to. I know my answer, but do you want to go first?
When I moved to Auckland, one of the main reasons is like I loved Whangarei. It was... Mm. I wasn't born there, but I've lived there from like 4 all the way to I was like 20. So, 19. But when I was there, I was always just felt like I was too small for the town, for the sense that you know everyone, all the drama spreads. Everyone knows everyone, so you can't meet anyone new. There was very limited career choices. There wasn't really much creative freedom. You can only go to a certain amount of spots and then you're kind of like, okay, where do we go now? Mm. You know, you're very limited. And moving to Auckland, there's just so much more to do. Creative freedom.
I never really thought about that. When you're up north, it is really small, isn't
it? Well, it gets when you live there for 14 years, it might be all good for like a couple of months when you're up there for the summer. Yeah, it's fun. There's a lot to do. But when you live there 14 years, there's...
Did you really see like everybody, like you saw someone you knew on the street every day?
Yeah, pretty much. Like you'd pass someone in the car. Because Whangarei, I think, has a population like 80,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty small town. Maybe a bit more, but it's pretty low. For that sense, you knew everyone. And when I came here, I kind of missed having like knowing everyone, of course, but better career choices, more of creative freedom. There's more creators to collaborate with. There's just more people in general, and there's more shops, there's more food places, there's more spots to enjoy, more beaches. And it's just, when I was here, I just felt like I'm meant to be, because then I can actually kind of flourish and make money and be who I'm meant to be, rather than kind of dramatizing over people that I don't really care about.
Yeah, nice.
Fair enough.
Love that.
I think me... pretty short answer is being on stage and presenting my movie in the cinema crowd. And I knew that that's the moment where I was meant to be there. And I'm lucky that I get to do it 2 more times next year. So I know that that's where I was meant to be on stage.
Sick. You're doing that two more times next year?
Yeah, well, we only decided, well, it was November 9th.
Okay.
In Newmarket next year is locked in, solid, ready to go at Rialto Cinemas. And then we just did a last minute one at the end of March for next year. And do you know where the Capitol is?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not, we're still finalizing it. But November next year is pretty locked in. But that's where I'm meant to be on stage presenting those things, I reckon.
Shit.
That's cool.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, cinema screenings are like the best. I did one actually in Capitol maybe a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah? And how was it?
Oh, it was amazing. It was like a childhood dream come true.
It
like,
is it.
To see your films on a cinema screen is just like everything.
The Capitol is nice too. Like I went there last night for an event. It's just Dominion Road. Oh, it's like literally across the road.
Yeah.
Literally the road.
It's totally across
the road. It's like, how do I describe it? The aesthetic inside that cinema.
Is it the lush one just down by the satellites down there?
Mm. Yeah, it's literally just there.
What the fuck? That's so
cool. Yeah, I went there last night for an event. It's cool. Mm. But yeah.
For me. Mm. Wow. You know, I should have thought about this. And you'd think I'd have an answer for everything now, given that I'd seen these questions a million times over. But sometimes the answer changes every time, and sometimes like I think of new things, and sometimes like right now I can't think of something. Yeah, but at least a special moment, a super special moment was like, you know, when you're feeling so nervous, you kind of feel like outer body. You're kind of like looking at yourself doing something, and whilst that's like a scary thing, I also had this feeling of like immense pride when I was launching the product, you know, and sharing the story of Deeper Questions. There was maybe about 120 people there at the launch event.
Where was the launch event?
It was at the Button Factory.
Oh, true. Which That's is, cool.
Yeah, a new venue just off K Road, opened up by some really rad people. And I remember, sharing the like kind of longish version of the story. Which felt like more nerve-wracking, because I think if I was going to give like a 30-second spiel, it would have been fine. But like I decided to give like a full, solid like 5 to 8 minutes.
The turnout was crazy.
Oh, it was so good. But it was in that moment I definitely felt the sense of like, oh my God, I imagined this 2 years ago. And yep, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Sick. Beautiful. Hmm. Did you want to pick one?
Sure. Should I do it random or should I like choose just between?
Random, I reckon.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, this is nice. Can you tell me about a place you've recently felt a sense of peace?
Patow North, it's where I lived for like 14 years. It's a beach up north in Whangarei. Yeah, I always feel at peace there just because it's just home. Reminds me of where I grew up, and it's like the beach. How could you not be calm at the beach, right?
Mm.
Cameraman Nick's arms.
Oh,
man. No. What was the question again? It was where did you last?
Peace.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good one. You said Patel? It's a good one. Where did I feel at peace? Honestly,
getting a hiring from Auntie.
I would say. I think I'd say my flat, because my cousin just moved in with me, and this is something me and him have been talking about for years. So he's finally moved in with me, and then one afternoon last week, his girlfriend came over, my girlfriend came over, cameraman Nick and his girlfriend came over, Jamie came over for a little bit, and not it's just like
I don't have a girlfriend.
Sorry. But it was just everybody sitting in my lounge, and I'm looking around and like, because my best friend, my brother for life, moved to London, and it's been really hard for me, and I really struggled. Even still, I'm pretty sure I cried about it last week, drunk. Pretty sure I did, actually. But it's been quite rough. So to have that supportive group of people just in my lounge, we're all smiling and laughing. I'm just like, yeah, I'm at peace. This is nice. This is nice.
Nice.
That would be my answer, yeah.
Love that. That's awesome. Your beach one inspired me. Was in Ojope like three weeks ago.
What's it called?
Ojope, which is like just south of Whakatane, I think.
Okay.
or just north of Whakatane. Someone's going to call me out around, on that. Yeah.
Around Whakatane. Yeah, areas.
Close to that. And yeah, I was there with my partner's sister and dad. And yeah, we were just there for 2 nights. And the place was like right on the beach. You could just like see the beach from the deck. And there was a jacuzzi there. And we just sat in the jacuzzi and looked at the beach. And it was just like so ridiculous. Like, I remember showing up there or, yeah, rocking up there and just being totally blown away by how close we were. And, you know, it was like 3 weeks ago, so it wasn't like going to be warm in the ocean, but it was just like you had to, you know. You just
was it
like,
good weather at least?
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was, sick. Which was good. So, yeah, went in the ocean at least a couple times, even though we were just there the 2 nights. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Sure. That was great.
I love, like, just the beach. I don't know if it's weather because I grew up next to it, but anytime I go around the beach, it's just like so... I don't know, I feel like I could stay there for years and just like, yeah, just stay there and not do anything. No one would care or bother you, especially our part because you're so far away from civilization, like 30, 40 minutes away. So it's like...
Pattaya used to be a lot better, I'd say. It's too busy now.
To be fair, it's only busy during the summer, I will say. During the winter when I go up, it's pretty quiet.
When I was a kid, I'm sure the houses have doubled, right?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. Like, the village is, like, pretty much fully doubled now within the span of 10 years. But I reckon it'll be pretty close to it. Gets, like, a shop and a gas station soon.
I don't want that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a shop. That'd be kind of...
24/7, you reckon? Like nah, a gas station?
I reckon it'll just be, like, a dairy that, like, opens like every, up.
You know how the one that... is at Pato South opens on the holidays? Would you say this one opens? Oh, yeah. This is a bit off topic. It's a bit off topic.
There's, I reckon.
Do you want to pick a card?
Yeah, I'll pick a card.
But random, yeah.
All right. Can you tell me about a time something brought your family or friends closer together?
Yeah, I got a good one.
No, I really don't.
You go first. Yeah. You go first.
It's become a tradition between, I've got like a group chat with probably like the five people who I see most often, give or take a few, but, yeah, it's just like five guys chat basically. And every year we've gone to a place in Central Otago for like 4 or 5 days and we've just like made it this ritual. And I think we've done it now 3 years in a row and there's like absolutely nothing where we go, you know, the town we go to, Cambrian, there's like maybe 20 houses there, like 40 people max who live in the town. And it's cold as we usually go in the winter for whatever reason. And we just spend most of our time just trying to stay warm, build a fire. And I think because we do that as a group and like kind of have nothing to do other than being in each other's company and like eat food and, you know, try and stay warm. It just like becomes this like real strong bonding time. And it's amazing. We always, I think, just come away feeling like, fuck, that was great. So Sick. Yeah, that's probably something that brings us closer together.
That's a cool tradition. I fuck with it.
Mm.
For me, crate day. Yeah. Crate day brings all my, I wouldn't say family, but friends together. Yeah. No. Last year, fuck, a lot of us got real just fucked up drunk. I'm pretty sure there's about roughly 40 liters of beer in a single crate. So I could be wrong. I could be very wrong with that, but I'm pretty sure a normal bottle has 3 liters. There's 12. So
that's outrageous.
It's 39 or something like that. Either way. Yeah, crate day is always a good tradition. Me and the boys, first week of December. This year it's going to be up at my batch, so
nice.
Just going to all take a crate, get on, go on the beach, just get on the piss. Be a good time.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm kind of struggling with this one. My family is very like, very close, but very spread it apart. Like we still commute. Like I saw my mum on the weekend. Besides that, it must have been a good few weeks since I last saw her. I don't know. That's kind of tough. And all my friends, too, we're all got our own lives. And it's I catch up with them as much as I can. So this is a good question, but it's a really tricky one.
There's a couple of hints underneath the question. What do the hints say?
Oh, that's handy. Oh, never mind. Hold on. I got an answer. Sorry about that.
No. What's it say?
Let's rewind that. All right. All righty. No, I still got nothing. I still got nothing. Wait. Could be a celebration. I like that you've got these hints down here. A celebration, a challenging time, a special tradition, a meaningful conversation. Maybe a meaningful conversation. I speak to my family all the time on the phone.
Mm.
My nana, my mum on FaceTime every night, my cousins.
Yo.
I'm getting together with a bit of my family in a few weeks to watch a movie I made. So I think phone calls are so important to me. FaceTime, all that stuff, super, super important to me because my family is so spread apart. So I think I'd say those calls. Those calls with family is what really brings us closer together, telling us about what's been going on in our lives.
That's good.
I think, yeah.
Should we do one more? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Top one.
Can you tell me about a time that gave you hope for the world or restored your faith in humanity?
No.
That's a tough one.
Ooh.
Wait, could you go first and maybe we could get a good idea with your answer?
Yeah, well, hit me with the hints. What?
Could be witnessing an act of kindness, meeting a new person, hearing a story, seeing something amazing.
Mine's kind of abstract, I think. And it's related to the questions, which is helpful. But I think it was on the weekend, and I remember, you know, as human beings, we do this thing, right, where we make snap judgments. And, you know, for better or for worse, I think obviously for protection. But in some cases, it can be, like, unhelpful, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you make a snap judgment about someone, and then you get to know them, and your perspective or judgment of them
was completely wrong.
And sometimes that kind of feels embarrassing, because you're like, why did I have this, like, narrow view of a person? Whether it's because they wear that hat, they must not be a funny, confident person. Or it could be something really banal, or it could be something really profound. But one thing that I'm, like, feeling hope for the world is, like, when I assumed, because there was someone who had, like, been drinking a lot in front of me, I kind of, like, belittled them to this, like, person that was maybe, like, unintelligent or kind of just like not introspective or interesting. Like, they shared really honestly and openly about, like, what was going on for them, and it really just, like, opened my eyes and made me kind of realize that, like, that snap judgment stuff is just, like, totally unhelpful. And it really, like, helped me realize that people's lives are complex, and we never know someone's, like, life story. And so, whilst it's not a direct answer to that question, it was a nice kind of moment that helped me realize that, like, the world is maybe more beautiful than I was leading it on to be.
That's beautiful.
The only thing I can think of for this one is a really, like, funny one, but it's not actually, like, a serious. Did you see, you know, Jack Doherty, the kick streamer?
The one that crashed the Lambo.
Yeah, when he got banned off kick, that restored my faith in humanity right there.
Hang on, so someone getting banned on a website.
Because he has been...
These two answers are crazy. These are like...
Well, that's like the only thing I can think of. The only other things I can think of that are going on in, like...
Jack is pissed right now. He's like, these people in New Zealand.
Bro, well, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, unfortunately, the way that it is at the moment, like, what I've been seeing and reading a lot of is, like, the war in Israel and Gaza. So that's kind of like, I've got a lot of, I wouldn't say family, but friends who are related or somehow have influence or are influenced by the war. So hearing and seeing a lot about that stuff, that's kind of what I'm thinking about. I'm like, oh, there's nothing really good about that. So someone getting banned off kick.
Oh, fair.
He's a bit of a dickhead, so he kind of deserves it, but...
Look, justice, I'm all about it.
Can you think?
I think when it says, like, a time about that gave you hope for the world, that could be, like, the wider world or just yourself, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to think.
Greta Thunberg.
Mm. Where is Greta Thunberg? That is the question.
Last I saw of her was a couple months ago in France doing one of the protests that they have like once every month. She was there. This last I've kind of seen of her. I don't know. Probably doing some activist stuff.
I'm a fan. Look, if anyone wants to like try and make the world a better place, that ain't
easy. Yeah, 100%.
So, boom.
I think for me, it's hard to for me to put one in like for a wider world. I think I kind of mentioned it earlier before when my best mate moved away to London. He literally was like my brother for life. My world felt so small when he left, and when I came back to New Zealand, I just felt so little because we just had this tradition of seeing each other every single week. And speaking of Nick, at the time he wasn't our cameraman for the podcast when I came back to New Zealand from London with him, and I hadn't seen Nick. I saw him once earlier this year. Besides that, it's been years, and we've been friends for like about 10 years now. And then I think reuniting with him, meeting my girlfriend as well, and some of the mates that I would only see. Xavian's my friend, the one that moved away. We have a group of friends that I'd only see with Xavian. And I'm like putting myself out there to meet with those friends still without Xavian, and we're still closer than ever. Yeah. So I think world has kind of like restored, and I just reuniting and meeting all these new people, I think, has helped restore it.
Hanging out with a friend group without that main friend there just hits different, and it's so hard, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, there's some friend groups I just wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because that main, like, obviously I love them all, like, cool people, but
you push yourself to see them, it's nice.
Yeah, you know, 100%. I try to, but it's just like, holy shit, like, getting over that nerve and trying to actually, like, speak, and I don't know, it's just hard to take that first step.
Someone's the glue, eh? Someone is like the one that, like,
the conversation starter, the idea bringer, you know?
Yeah. The one that rallies.
Yeah, I mean, we've reached our time limit.
Is there anything? Fast.
Yeah, it goes fast. It goes fast. And my laptop bad, so we're going to
short episode. We should have a button for that. Phoenix's laptop.
All right. We didn't even get to our segments, but that's okay. Yeah. We had some great questions, but is there anything you wanted to say before you leave?
I'm just grateful for having you guys having me on. Thank you for coming on. I'm just like stoked as to play the game. I hope people play the game.
And where can we find the game?
People can buy it on the website, which is askdeeperquestions.com. The Kickstarter's on for another 8 days, so maybe by the time this is out, people will just be able to go to the website.
When does it finish?
Next Wednesday.
Probably 3 days. 3 days or 4 days left on the Kickstarter. Gotcha. Once this comes out.
Gotcha. So a few days left on the Kickstarter. Otherwise, you could still pre-order it, and then it'll arrive the first week of December.
That's cool. Already got my two. I'm excited. But thank you so much for coming on.
It was a pleasure.
No,
I'd like to have you on again as well.
Yeah, 100%. Keen as.
Perfect.